How did you decide upon these two one-act operas?
Well, we had a number of different restrictions, like the rest of the world, that we knew we were going to have to work with. And so some of that was time, some of that was space, some of that was instrumentation and how everybody sits and as we perform. And pretty quickly, the idea of Poulenc's The Human Voice came to mind pretty quickly, since it's a one-woman monodrama. And in the world that we live in, where social distancing is a word we hear daily and read on signs everywhere we go, this particular show not only has social distancing baked into the plot, it's really what the show is about as we're watching our character, our protagonist, deal with a sort of an enforced upon her social distancing. So that was a pretty easy connect. The second one is sort of similar. The first piece, the Poulenc being a drama, I always like to pair a comedy with a drama. I think you know that, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew of this particular piece from my youth and remembered that the plot was about two people who, because of social convention, aren't allowed to talk to each other. So here again, we had social distancing baked right into the plot. And so it came pretty quickly. And then when I started really thinking about the connection between these two pieces, their themes, it just really started to take form very quickly after that.
What are your plans for the rest of the season?
Oh, I wish I could tell you, Eric, and I wish I could tell everybody. I've been telling staff, I've been telling the guest artists that every day is a new day of discovery, and we are still working on exactly what the rest of the season looks like. We had some hoops to jump through, some very important hoops and steps to take in terms of really determining with what was possible on stage. And to that end, we've had a great collaboration with two engineers from the University of Utah and also a physician from the University of Utah to do airflow studies, to see how the results of those studies work within the confines of the CDC guidelines and other best practices that we're seeing in other locations, and putting that all together. And frankly, we've just received the results of all of that study and information, and are developing now what it is we can do with the parameters we have, because our number one priority is safety, safety, safety for everyone, from the patrons that walk in the front door to the orchestra members on stage to the backstage stagehands and everybody else that's involved, you know, in addition, of course, to the singers and making sure that they're safe. And to that end, we've taken all sorts of protocols in our rehearsal process. No one has taken off a mask yet. The singers are learning how to enunciate and emote behind a mask. Those masks will come off for performances, but not very long before then.
What's the spacing like in the audience?
The spacing is a very safe 6 feet. A minimum amount of space between households. So the Capitol Theater audience chamber has been divided into what they're calling pods, and these are the spaces that humans may occupy. And as people buy tickets and we seat them and their household mates in a specific pod. But I was talking to somebody else, and I said, what the result is everybody's going to have the best seat in the house when they come and watch these operas.